KSA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools in Chicago will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration will be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union. As COVID cases continue to spike across the nation, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked, of the 836,000 deaths in the United States linked to COVID, how many are from COVID and how many are people who died with COVID?
Yes, of course, with Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And, of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The U.S. will hold talks with Russia in Geneva Monday, with the key issue continuing to be the buildup of Russian troops on the border with Ukraine, with concerns escalating that Russia will invade its neighboring country as it did in 2014. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Rounds discusses the situation while appearing on ABC's This Week.
I think we'll support the administration's efforts to find a diplomatic solution. We also have to make it very clear to Mr. Putin that his antics right now in and around Ukraine are unacceptable, which means that if additional sanctions have to be imposed to send that message, that would be appropriate.
At least seven are dead after a cliff collapsed on several tourist boats in Brazil. Officials saying heavy rains may have loosened the large rocks at the waterfall in southern Brazil. The video of the cliff collapsing has gone viral. Search efforts continuing on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is facing criticism for claims she made about COVID-19 and the Omicron variant during oral arguments against President Biden's federal vaccine mandates Friday. In one claim, she said over 700 million Americans were being infected with Omicron a day. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul sought to correct Sotomayor on Fox News.
Sotomayor ought to be ashamed of herself, and we need to correct the record. Omicron, if you look at the statistics, 75% less lethal. Now, there are enormous amounts of people getting this. Everybody in the country is getting this, but it's more like 700,000 to 800,000 a day, not 700 million.
Sotomayor also claimed that 100,000 children were in serious condition with the coronavirus, which legal and health experts say isn't true. President Biden will be in office one full year on January 20th, and he's getting very low marks from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham saying he doesn't expect the president or congressional Democrats to reverse course on their policies.
The problem is that they can't change their policies because the left has Biden in a box. If he tried to go back to Trump policies on the border, AOC would go crazy.
President Biden touting the American Rescue Plan as one of his accomplishments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.